And you are listening to FOW Live here on the FOW Network on Podbean. My name is Patrick, your host as usual, with me right now, Eric. How the heck are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I don't know how to feel. Danny's not here, so we can go ahead and talk about it. But, man, I don't know if you've been following up as much as I have with the live feeds. But
crazy week.
It's kind of crazy how everybody knows how powerful is. And yes. But, man, they're letting her run the house.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody's kind of playing a shitty game right now. They're kind of toying with Riley's head, letting her think she's safe, and then she's not safe, and then she's safe, and then she's not safe. It's kind of been a shitty game week for me.
Let's be honest. These type of plays is what we usually get early on in the Big Brother game. And it is one of the games that is one of the parts of the game that Rachel Riley hates. People are just floating around, going by what the house wants. I'm like, play your game, play the game, do something.
And I definitely want Heisen gone. He's seems like a terrible human being, to be completely honest with you.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's kind of like. He let power go over his head, and I don't know. Guy's going crazy. At first, I rooted for him, but just seeing him more and more.
I hope Matt wins it now. If Riley is indeed gone, I've got Matt.
No, Danny.
Yeah.
How the heck are you today?
I don't know any of those people, so I'm guessing they're like jobbers in a battle royal or something. Is that what we're talking about? Wrestling, the fans of wrestling show. This some independent that I've never heard of or something.
Yep, this is the Big Brother independent show. It's in California.
Yeah, we think of the Hollywood territory.
Shitty is all get out then. Yeah.
You gotta start watching the California scene, bud.
No, I don't want to do that.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Don't want to.
Yeah. So, lots to talk about today. Even though, like, 5 minutes ago when I first started this podcast, I was going to start with not much to talk about this week. But, I don't know. We'll see. I can decide. But how about we start taking a look at the show happening in 2 weeks? It looks like starting to get put together. And what I did not realize, as much as I think I knew this, I did not realize they were having All In and All Out within a week of each other.
I thought we mentioned that last week.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess it didn't click with me last week.
That's all right. Most of what happens with them doesn't really click with me either, so I get it.
So we already talked about MJF and Adam Cole wrestling in the pre-show, teaming up for the ROH titles, and then main eventing for the AEW World title. Yeah. FDR and the Young Bucks, of course, the dream match, for the AEW World Title. Is this their third time wrestling each other?
It feels like it's probably been a lot more than that.
Yeah. So the four-way match for the AEW Women's Title. That's Sheeta versus Storm versus Soraya versus Britt Baker. Darby Allin and Sting versus the Mogul Embassy. In a coffin match. And now we got a few extra matches. Eddie Kingston, the Lucha Brothers, and Best Friends will be facing off against the Blackpool Combat Club and three more partners, because it's going to be a stadium stampede match. match. Yeah, so I guess they're gonna fight all over Wembley.
Yeah.
You know, 12 men. It's gonna be chaotic, and blessings to whoever's gonna produce that. And in a 6-man tag, the Golden Elite will be facing off up against Bullet Club Gold.
Is it kind of control of whatever, or is it just the Golden Elite would be what Omega, Ibushi,
and so the Bucks? Yes. No, so it's Omega. No, the Bucks are wrestling already. So this
that's Omega, what I'm saying. I thought they were part of the Elite. Then.
Yeah, Kota Ibushi and Hangman and Adam Page.
Oh, it's Ibushi and Hangman and Kenny.
Uh huh. Okay. And yeah, they're facing off against Juice Robinson, Jay White, and Konosuke Takeshita.
I said easy for you to say.
Forgot Takeshita was he's not technically part of the Bullet Club Gold, is he? He's just kind of going against the
Elite. Yeah. Well, Callis is starting to find new friends to hang out with, right?
After
Jericho and his whole JS, you know, going
kaboom. I thought they were kind of moving away from the Bullet Club Gold name and kind of going with Bang Bang Gang and all that stuff. Since technically Bullet Club is still intellectual property owned by New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I don't know why, but I really like Bang Bang Gang.
Bang Bang Gang, because it sounds like gang bang and it makes you laugh, apparently.
I mean, Jay White officially never left Bullet Club.
Technically, they say that Finley kind of beat him up and kicked him out. But he claims that he doesn't. So that's what I'm saying. It's conflicting information.
Yeah.
Because Jay's saying he just had to leave the territory. Finley's saying, no, I beat you up. I hit you with the fucking shillelagh and threw you out on your ass.
All right. And bang, gang. Will Ospreay versus Chris Jericho.
I mean, Chris Jericho 15 years ago, maybe.
I mean, blessings Will Ospreay has put on some weight. He'll be able to, handle some of Jericho's weight. Can you imagine skinny little Ospreay trying to,
imagine Walrus Jericho trying to keep up with around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dream match, I guess. I never dreamt of it.
No, I mean, they can call anything a dream match, but it doesn't mean that people actually want to see it.
Yeah,
the people actually thought that they wanted to see it.
Well, you have to have Chris Jericho on the show, right? I mean, he is Chris Jericho after all.
I mean, he's the first AEW World Champion. You know, he's got to be on the show, right? He built that company from his back and his sweat and his
fat
and all of his catchphrases and T-shirts and a little bit of the bubbly and all that stuff. He helped put that shit on the map. Would have been nothing without Chris Jericho.
Indeed. So, yeah. So that's the updated, 8-match show for all.
They still got another 9 or 10 matches to add, though.
I mean, it's the biggest match in the UK wrestling history. So. Absolutely, you gotta. If you don't have at least 20 matches on that thing, and it doesn't go past, you know what's funny? Even though this show is airing in the middle of the afternoon, I bet you at midnight Eastern time it'll still be going on. They'll find a way.
Quite possibly, yeah.
So. Does
you'll have been like exciting. Watching the show for 7 hours, and they'll be like, and now it's time for All In to actually start. Here's the main card, and you're like, what? We're just now starting the main card? We've been watching for 7 hours already.
Yeah. So, does this feel like the biggest show
ever? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. They've had a lot of pretty good shows in the past. Yeah.
I mean, MJF and Adam Cole is the match that's supposed to sell the fucking show out? No.
Well, I mean, Wembley was supposed to sell. I mean, you know,
it sold out before they announced any matches.
Right, so they can put whatever they want. I mean, shoot, they can put the rumor Jeff Jarrett versus a greater match. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does because they still want pay per view buys. That's a big. That's a big part of their, their revenue, what? especially when you have a show quote unquote that big.
No,
when you're charging $60-$70 a pop for pay per view, you want a bunch of those.
Yeah, well, the people.
It's not like it's not like the E where you've already paid your subscription fee, so whether you watch or not is inconsequential because you're already a subscriber and they have your money and they have your numbers to tout to advertisers. They need the individual pay per view buys as well as ticket sales.
And not to mention, if they make just a shit show, nobody's going to give a fuck about going back the next time they're in London.
There you go. You don't want to kill the territory, brother.
So, yes, it actually does matter what they put on.
Yeah. Well, it is so far, it's a show. It is a show.
Certainly will be.
Indeed.
Where else am I going with this here? Okay, so still nothing for All Out except for the Luchasaurus versus Darby Allin match for the TNT title. So CM Punk is not going to Wembley.
You don't say.
No.
So, did you guys read the dirty sheets talking about how people are being sent away from Collision?
As they should be, especially people with dumbass fucking ideas.
So far, Adam Page, Christopher Daniels, whatever the name of Dolph Ziggler's brother is. And Ziggler. I think there was a fourth name.
Jack Perry, didn't he kick Jack Perry out?
Have been sent away from CM Punk's building while he's working.
Christopher Daniels is a weird one that you wouldn't expect, but I guess he's siding with the company and his bosses, and that upsets
him. So apparently he sees Christopher Daniel in the same light as what's his name, the other guy that was involved in the fight,
Danny Moth.
Who?
I'm naming old men. I said Danny Moff of the Prophecy. I was going back, 20 years.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't like Danny Moff and BJ Whitmer and Christopher Daniels because they took out Lucifer. You remember all that?
Yeah, but I'm trying to really remember the name of the guy. Wasn't he the one that threw the chair?
Wasn't that one of the Bucks?
No,
Matt Hardy or some shit through.
No, it was Punk's friend.
Ace Steel.
Yes, Steel. Yeah. So apparently, so because Punk says, well, if they won't let Ace Steel, who's no worse backstage and help produce stuff, come back, then Christopher Daniels shouldn't be on his show. Which is kind of weird. I mean, because Christopher Daniels is the head of talent relations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Christopher Daniels is a weird one. But I guess since Christopher Daniels is probably siding with the company and the people who actually sign his paycheck, that pisses Punker off, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm like, and they you know, and apparently I didn't watch this, but I heard that Punk, you know, did another promo on Paige after Collision finished. Right. He did last week, before that, went off on Paige, talking about how his, you know, his toys doesn't sell and whatever. Now
it doesn't, though. I mean, at least he's not lying about it.
Very true. They asked Tony Khan for comment. He had no comment. The one time Tony Khan doesn't have something to say.
There you go.
I kind of, like, in that situation, Khan's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because, like, Punk's the only one on that fucking roster that can make money. And you don't want to go against him. But at the same time, like, half your roster hates him. So, like, what do you do?
I mean, is Collision that much worth having the headache?
Apparently.
I mean, he could have just had it on Friday nights.
Yeah.
He could just right. be a fucking
CM Punk's busy on Friday nights trying to go to SmackDown. I forgot.
He could just actually be a fucking, you know, boss and get this shit under control, but why would we want
to? No, that's not any fun. You want to be everybody's buddy, everybody's friend.
You can't bro with each other if
Yeah.
See, Mika Villas is somebody from Chicago who would say that CM Punk is worth it.
CM Punk is worth it. CM Punk is the best person on that roster.
I mean, he's a very good wrestler. But I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the headache.
I mean, you don't want your company to fall apart because of one dude.
Again, but at the same time, Tony Khan, like, would actually step up and be a boss, this wouldn't be a fucking issue.
Yeah. If they would have nipped that in the bud long ago, brother. You gotta nip it in the bud.
To suck their shit up.
You gotta nip it in the bud. Business.
I mean, where else have you seen a veteran on the top making lots of money, calling the shots, do whatever they want, putting other people down?
Everywhere in wrestling, sir. Have you ever watched professional wrestling? Triple H, Hulk Hogan, you know, fucking Shawn Michaels. I mean, you know, if you know, quote unquote, insider wrestling history, then it's pretty fucking commonplace, yeah. The Golden Shovel, remember? The Golden Shovel.
So what you're saying is CM Punk is just following his predecessors.
He's become what he hated.
Mika Villas, we heard a word.
What'd you hear?
I heard what you hear.
How come whenever you talk on this, you sound like you're down the fucking street, man?
Because I am, man.
You're the scream queen. We're supposed to be able to, like, hear you at full volume wherever you are.
I'm sorry. I have to keep the volume down.
So that's the thing. She has the volume down. All you have to do is put the volume up. But all good.
Punk worth the trouble. Tony, unfortunately, has let Punk run wild, and Punk is going to continue to run wild.
Brother.
We're going to watch. People are going to talk about it. We need eyes on this product. This is a brand new show. It's not going to get the ratings like they're wanting to get. So if Punk cuts promo after the fact, people are buying tickets. People are going to watch just to hate. People are going to tune in just to say something about it. Controversy can create chaos or cash, whatever that book was that Bischoff had. Yeah, that's that rule right there. We're just gonna, you know, say and do some stuff and see what happens. Make some money, get some money.
I mean, I guess as long as it's making money, keep it going. But, you know, it's going to get to a point where you're going to have to weigh out and say, is the money I'm making, you know, worth, you know, creating this hostile work environment, creating, you know, so much of a split between the roster and these kind of things? Like,
everybody's an independent contractor. They don't actually work for the company. It's okay. Today, there's no HR. It is the wild, wild west. They're doing what they want to do, and Tony's letting it happen because the guys on top are the ones that are making the moves and the controversy, and the little guys, the little girls, are just having to deal with it. And if they don't want to deal, you don't have to stay. The door is wide open. It's a revolving door, as a matter of fact. Let it hit you on the way out.
Yup. The problem with all of it is if Punk deuces, who else on that fucking roster can draw money? Definitely not the Young Bucks.
Well, the thing is, the core fan group is going to watch pretty much regardless, I think. They have X amount of fans who are pretty much going to follow and watch regardless. It's, you know, trying to increase that number. It's trying to add people in as you know, fans slowly kind of slip out because of whatever reason. Maybe there's, you know, sports season starting, whatever.
About to, and Collision's fucked. Point blank, Collision's fucked.
Well, you speak numbers, you know, and if I have anything to say, other than, you know, where Dynamite will be next week, is I can tell you what kind of numbers they have. If we look at just the numbers for Collision, you know, this time it's in mid-June. Mid-June, on their very first Collision, 816,000 viewers. Since then, 595,000, 452,000, 580,000. 579,000, 618,000. They got close to July 29th at 739,000. But then since then, 417 last week going head-to-head against SummerSlam. And then this past weekend, 476,000 viewers. Just to give you a perspective, the last 2-3 weeks, the numbers Rampage on Friday nights, 415,000, 324,000, 434,000, 398,000. You know, slightly better than Rampage, but basically the same numbers. I don't get the need for the third show other than, you know, we just need somewhere to put Punk away from the, you know, the Mega Bucks. You know, I mean, we thankfully, you know, Dynamite has been steady in, you know, between the 800,000-900,000 viewers. So, you know, I would say they're in a very good place, but
are they though?
For what they're doing on a Wednesday night, sure. You know, I mean, they're doing half the number that Raw's doing, so I would think that they take that as a win. You know, if you compete yourself against, you know, I against Daniel Lee, you know, that Dynamite does slightly better than NXT does on Tuesday night. They do, because NXT does about 600,000-700,000 of viewers. You know, SmackDown does over 2 million viewers every week. Well, it also helps that they're on, you know, on Fox, and a lot of people get free TV. SmackDown, what I mean, Raw does what, like 1.8, 1.9 every week. So, yeah, I would say Dynamite, for being the second, you know, best, that they're in a good place with Dynamite, but I wouldn't say doing the same on Saturday night as Friday night. It's a win.
It's a win because if you think about it, Saturday nights are not typically a night that you're going to draw wrestling fans to sit in front of their television. Like, Friday night was a stretch for, you know, SmackDown meeting the Friday night, and it worked because, again, more people have Fox and the Tribal Chief, all hail, you know, that works. But Saturday nights, people are out. Saturday is the weekend. People are off work. They're taking their families out and about. They're eating dinner, going out to meet people. So any numbers that they draw are wins because they typically won't get that many people to watch your product on a Saturday night unless it's a pay-per-view or, excuse me, premium live event. So it's a win for them because every eye that's on them is an eye they did not have. Every eye that watches the product, that discusses the product, every mouth that opens and says, every tweet that comes out, anything and everything is a win. There are no losses here until finally whoever the network is goes, let's bump you to like midnight. That's when they take the loss. Outside of that, it's a win all the way around the board, no matter what. If the numbers go down, it's next week, I want to believe, and I don't know about the football schedule like you guys do, but I want to believe this week, the numbers are going to increase a little bit for next week. People are going to tune in to see what happens next. What else is he going to say?
Listen, this is no offense to NXT, but if you cannot outdo, you know, get better ratings than NXT, is it really a winner?
I mean, NXT's kind of developmental / third brand / I don't, whatever the fuck want to call it this week. I don't. Mm-hmm. It changes every fucking week.
It has a crossover appeal. You got the Judgment Day showing up, wrecking havoc, winning titles. You got every now and then you might have Shawn Michaels pop up on the screen. NXT is that weird little hybrid where, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, you should be NXT because they're not important, but WWE treats them like they're important. They send their top heels down there. They're their top factions. They send their top people from NXT to the main roster to fit in the audience and tell you, like, hey, this is Trick and Carmelo. These guys are here, they're here. They're treating them like it's important. So people are like, oh, well, let's tune in. We saw ourselves and Seth Rollins last week. Let's see what's going to help them next week. Again, it's not hurting anything. It's helping NXT. And yes, NXT is going to do numbers because they have a core fan base based on the fact that NXT has evolved over the years. You still have people watching NXT from when their first inception, when it was all jokes and games and giggles and craps and people running around, you know, doing backstage vignettes and graveyards or whatever the hell they were doing. Who knows? I don't even remember what they were doing. But it
was early NXT good. Was bad.
Right. But people are still fans from that time point moving forward. People are watching now because you got all these documentaries saying, this is where we got Sasha from, this is where we got Bayley from, and all. So, like, oh, let's see who the next Sasha, let's see who the next Bayley.
Who's Sasha? That's where,
some jobber.
Mercedes, yeah.
Nobody ever heard of.
Well, the thing is, you put who, you know, people want to think is AEW's biggest draw on Saturday night, hoping to do what?
Honestly, what like, what do I think that they wanted, or what do they think they were going to do with it?
Both.
What I think they wanted Punk to fail. And it's 100% what he's going to do on Saturday nights, because you're barely drawing the viewership right now. Like, 500,000-600,000 is nice, but you still haven't gone up against an Alabama LSU night game on Saturday, or A&M game, or like, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, like all of these guys. They're still gonna, there's 15 weeks of a football season that you're gonna have to go up against, and you're not gonna outdraw them.
They're gonna start with a softball, because August 26th, they're going to be going head to head with USC versus San Jose State.
And so a lot of people are still going to watch that, because
Definitely. I mean,
Heisman USC, hopeful.
Yeah, USC's a top 10 ranked football program. So, I mean, and yeah, people will be watching.
Caleb Williams coming off a Heisman season. You've got the hype of a national championship possible appearance. They want to see if Caleb's going to replicate the Heisman season, and San Jose State is actually like a very good offensive team. So people are going to tune in, because we haven't seen football in months. So, I mean, they set Punk up to fail, what it's going to look like is, oh, well, you know, you talk all that talk, but you sure couldn't deliver on Saturdays, could you, bud? And like, I don't know. They set him up to fail. They would have never done this if it was the Bucks, but whatever. I digress. It's a lot of bullshit.
I mean, Alabama is playing on Saturday night on September 2nd.
Sure are, against Texas.
No, that's they're playing Middle Tennessee.
Oh, okay. The Texas game's the night. Never mind.
Yeah. So, like I said, they're starting with softballs. So they're only giving you one top team versus a very beatable jobber, just to see what the first week looks like. But I mean,
but it's football. At the end of the day, anything can legitimately happen.
Right.
You never know. And like, I don't give a shit. Like, what the fuck's happening? I'm choosing football over wrestling. Period. Like, even WWE's pay per views, I'll catch them on Sunday. They're not as important as watching what's happening in football.
That's a shame.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
I mean, if you cannot do better than NXT's do, because, I mean, and I only keep bringing that up because, hey, that you know, that was what the Wednesday Night Wars were about, right? It was NXT versus Dynamite. And Dynamite won that. Let's give them that. All right, they're consistently the third best show on the ratings, but then we have NXT right behind them, and then you have Rampage, and Collision both doing less ratings than NXT, a developmental program with a lot of wrestlers that people may not necessarily care about watching. Tuesday night is not, for me, it's not like, oh, I must watch NXT. You know, I'll catch it after the fact and see, you know, pick and choose what I want to watch out of it. I'm not going to watch everything. Just, you know, it's not must-see TV for me, at least. And it may not necessarily be two other people. So if Rampage and Collision are getting less ratings than that, I mean, yeah, sure, Friday and Saturdays are necessarily the best nights, then why do it at all?
I agree.
Why do it at all? It can't be the money.
I don't know.
Can't be the money. So, because last it was reported, TK still spending more money than he's making. So, yeah. And wasn't well, weren't they supposed to do something with Ring of Honor? Weren't they supposed to get some type of TV deal at some point?
It's still, we're still waiting on some point.
Yeah. Some point. All right. Well, so let's go to a point that we did get to here. The G1 climax finally came to an end. Not the final two that I expected. And definitely not the winner I expected, but I didn't hate it. So we got Naito winning the G1 Climax this year. Huge win for him. And I'll tell you, was this the first match that went over 20 minutes?
Well, yeah, because there was a 20-minute time limit for the entirety of the tournament.
Yeah, but they waived that for the main event. But yeah, Naito defeated Will Ospreay in 29 minutes, 58 seconds. Okada defeating Evil, 18 minutes, 18 seconds. And then Naito defeating Okada by pinfall, 34 minutes and 18 seconds. Yeah, Naito winning the match, but he already has a challenger defending that title shot, that contract for Wrestle Kingdom. As Jeff Cobb came out and said, "Hey, you know, I'm one of the two people that beat you in this tournament, so, you know, give me a shot." So we'll see, we'll probably see those two facing off. I don't know if it's announced for Dominion.
Not yet. Anything. I don't think there's anything announced for Dominion yet.
No. But that's probably what's going to probably headline that or be one of the headliners. And Will Ospreay turning the United States, you know, championship into the United Kingdom championship.
I mean, I guess. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I giggled at that. That's a very Will Ospreay thing to do.
Yeah, so. He's Will Ospreay. He's going to do Will Ospreay things.
And so, yeah. Now, Mickey, you can still hear us, and if we can still hear you. Coming up, the Multiverse United in Philadelphia. How ready are you for that? I think we lost her. Yeah, we must have lost her. But yeah, so, but anyways, the Multiverse United 2 was coming up next, as well as the All-Star Junior Festival. And so, yeah, it's a lot happening here for New Japan and in Philadelphia ahead of, I guess, the destruction shows before Dominion. But yeah, a lot's happening on that end. But Danny, what were your last takes here on the semifinals and the finals of the G1?
Finals, I was disappointed. Because I'm not really a Naito guy. Never really been a Naito guy. I definitely wanted Okada to win and to get that third in a row, and be the history maker and all that stuff. Get his, you know, his fifth G1, third in a row. I mean, the crowd went crazy for Naito. I mean, they were shouting his name for 40 plus minutes, you know, so it seemed. He just doesn't do it for me. He just falls kind of flat, and I'm still a little confused at some of the things he does get cheers while other people on the roster do the exact same things and get booed. I don't understand it. I'm guessing maybe there's something in the culture I'm missing. But yeah, at this point, I was just like, even the next morning I woke up and I was just like, fucking Naito. So yeah, so wanted, certainly wanted Okada to win and not Naito, but, you know, apparently I'm in the minority there.
Mm-hmm. Eric, any thoughts?
Nope.
All right. He's never going to do the bit again, is he?
No.
All right.
Well, to be fair, that's not an, you know, Suzuki-gun is no more. So
the gimmick
died, but the gimmick died long before Suzuki-gun did. So I don't know.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So before we start going over some things that WWE related, Lacey Evans leaves WWE.
That is in no way related to the G1, but sure.
No, to the, I mean the WWE. I was segueing to the WWE. So anyways, and Tammy Sitch, what did she do? She pleaded no contest, and the car accident that she was responsible for where a man died.
Yeah, she still could be going to jail for up to 25 years for that, yeah.
Good for her.
Well, I mean, think about this. If she does go to jail for 25 years, that'll probably be the longest career she'll have. So, you know, kudos. Yeah. But it's a shame. It's definitely a shame. So, okay, WWE has started to file some trademarks. You know, it's funny because we were kind of making fun of these names last week on the show.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. Apparently somebody must have been listening because late last week they filed trademarks.
Somebody listening to our podcast? Are you kidding me? I don't buy that.
Listen, they filed trademarks.
I don't even listen to our podcast and I'm on it, okay?
Listen, they literally filed trademarks on Hardcore Heaven, Barely Legal, Massacre on 34th Street, and CyberSlam. So yeah, sorry, Danny. No Hog Wild.
No.
I mean, technically, they probably still own that trademark. So yeah. Sounds like we may have what you call a ECW themed NXT show, because I'm sure. That's what
yeah.
Use it for.
Except there's no blood, no barbed wire, no strippers, none of that fun stuff that made ECW so fun.
Yeah. Are you okay there, Eric?
I'm fucking fantastic.
Glad to hear.
Sorry, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto and I stole a cop car and I'm being chased by the cops and I like slammed on my brakes and another cop car just flew over the top of mine and hit a building.
Yeah, that would definitely be funny. All right. So we finally get an explanation why Jimmy, why? Why did you do this, Jimmy?
He did it for The Rock. Yeah.
He did it for The Rock. I told you about that like a month ago.
He did it for The Rock. He did it for the Jay.
He did it for his dad who did it for The Rock, okay?
He wanted Jay to become the evil narcissistic, like, become like the evil narcissistic Roman Reigns. It's not because of jealousy.
It's not
because he's the second best Uso. It's because he didn't want his brother to become as bad as Roman Reigns.
But I thought they loved Roman because he was, you know, the head of the table and all these things.
They changed
their mind. So, can we buy that?
Sure. Why would he lie?
Does that work like an excuse? Is that a good enough excuse?
Sure. Why wouldn't it be?
Because to me, it still does not make sense.
Makes sense to me. He's got a point. I mean, Roman was kind of an asshole. And if Jay got the title of the tribal chief, who's to say he wouldn't be the same asshole Roman became?
Then you fight it out. You don't just let your brother's dreams not come true.
He did fight it out. He kicked him in the fucking face.
Oh, still, to me, it still just doesn't feel like...
I mean, they ain't got to explain themselves to you, man. They just got to explain it to themselves because they're the ones who got to sleep at night, you know what I'm saying? They got to live with the decisions they've made.
Yeah, well, I still don't get it. I still don't get why he did what he did.
Yeah, it ain't for you to get, man. It's tribal business, okay? You ain't in the tribe.
Yep.
I ain't no ooze.
As long as they know, that's all that they need to know. You know?
If you don't know, now you know.
Well, I mean, so you guys believe that that's a good enough excuse. Makes completely good sense, and
I do.
It ain't for us to believe, man. That's what I just said.
We're the ones watching. We gotta have to believe.
Nah.
We have to believe.
Bo ain't there, bro.
I think I need a new car.
A fake car, you mean, or a real car?
Fake car. This cop car is not able to turn anymore.
Yeah.
We're abandoning that.
All right. So what do you guys... So the battle against the tribal chief now is put on hold. Are we going to see Jay versus Jimmy at WrestleMania?
I don't know. Jay quit, remember?
Jay will get rehired.
It wasn't a fact of him getting fired. He quit.
Well, he'll come back.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Well, what does he want to do? Go to AEW and become the second best Samoan on that show?
He'd be the first best Samoan on that show, sir.
Listen. He is second to a Samoan named Joe in WWE. When he goes to AEW, he'll be second to a Samoan named Joe, okay?
No, he wouldn't. He's better than Samoan Joe at this point.
That is not even funny, sir.
Yes.
At this point, he is better.
Nah.
When's the last time Joe main evented?
That's not anything to do with his skill level, sir.
I think the last time he wrestled, he main evented. Last time he wrestled at NXT, I mean, didn't he main event Ring of Honor? No, he did not.
Samoa Joey is too old. Jey Uso's not old. That's why we got rid of him. We don't need that old ass hack.
So you talk about the man who endured WrestleMania with Rain. Okay, what was Rainmania, whatever you called it?
WrestleMania?
Sure, whatever.
Come on now.
I mean, you guys were in attendance. You should remember what it's called.
Listen, right? I couldn't hear what they were calling it, okay? I was in there in person. I wasn't listening on my Peacock on my phone.
Well, we also know that you don't listen to commentary anyway.
So you don't listen to us when we're talking either.
Yeah.
Half the time. I mean, you guys
have to call it WrestleMania all the time. Listening.
Yeah, we've been calling it WrestleMania for like 3 fucking years. Come on now.
By the way, speaking of WrestleMania, tickets have gone on sale. They're expensive.
Yeah, you don't say.
You think they'd be happening in LA or something? I'm still planning to go. Tickets, regular tickets, go on sale. I think in a day or two.
As opposed to what's on sale now.
Correct.
No, like, I'm asking, what's on sale now?
Oh, right now, like, this is the pre-sale, but mostly just, like, floor seats, risers, you know. Everything that's over $1,000. So, waiting for the other seats to go on sale. That one's more, like, in the $600 range.
Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm. And shall. All the way to the city of brotherly love, where I have me a cheesesteak with no onions and no peppers. Run up the to the statue.
You're just of Rocky trying. Balboa. You're just trying to get people to fight you if you're just gonna eat fucking meat on bread. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir, it's called cheesesteak. I want just what's just advertised: cheese and steak.
You can eat bread too?
They don't call it cheese, steak, onions, and peppers.
What do they call
bread on it either?
What do they call a taco? What's a taco made out of, huh? You eat tacos, right? Taco doesn't advertise what's anything. It's its own made up word for what it is, sir. Not every food lists every single ingredient. What's a fucking Cheeto, huh?
A chi.
With a toe.
You gonna eat some toes? I mean, that sounds like a topic for a different podcast, sir. Yeah, talking about eating, sucking on toes and stuff.
Uh huh. So, speaking of toes, Seth Rollins has a new challenger, and it's Shinsuke Nakamura.
I don't know what that has to do with toes.
It doesn't really at all. It's just our segue. I mean, I like it. I definitely don't think that.
You like sucking on toes? I know.
I like Shinsuke versus Rollins. Stop thinking about sucking toes.
I mean, whatever you're into, I mean, you don't got to be ashamed of it, okay?
Yeah, we're not kink shaming over here, bro.
Okay, Shinsuke versus Rollins. I mean, are we here for that?
Sure.
So Piper Niven is now one of the tag team champions.
Poor Matt.
I mean, you just I mean, we ain't stripping people anymore. I mean, I thought that was the name of the game. We just love stripping people with those fucking belts, for starters.
Piper just came in, took it, and said it was hers.
That's what I'm saying. Well, why are they not stripping belts of people? Like, why couldn't Raquel just keep the belt when Liv got hurt and just pick a new partner, huh?
Because nobody came in and took it and said it was theirs.
That's right. Bacon was about to win the belt, but then, you know, Piper Niven came in and, you know.
Yeah. Adam was about to strip it, but shit happens.
I'm telling you, the scrap daddy old wouldn't have taken that.
Yeah. So, it'll definitely be, it's an interesting tag team, and I totally forgot Piper Niven was on the roster.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least she's back to being Piper Niven again, you know, because that whole dewdrop thing. Not necessarily my thing.
It wasn't for you, brother.
Yeah. It's for somebody else.
Haven't we
already? For somebody else.
We talked about that already. It's not for you.
Why can it be for me, though?
Because it's not.
You have a very specific taste of what you like and don't like, so not everything's going to meet that criterion, sir.
Yeah. So Finn Balor faces off against Cody Rhodes. And again, Damian Priest tries to help out with the briefcase. And again, it's a fail.
It's because he has no adrenaline in his soul.
Who does that in their soul?
Damian Priest.
Well, yeah. So
he's only got the something something Cody Rhodes in his soul.
Question is, I mean, at first I thought they would hold him out and break him up a Survivor Series. I don't know. These two might be facing each other in the match of Payback.
Nah.
The way things are going.
Too early.
Too early, you think?
Yeah.
Who do you think Finn faces up a Payback, or do you think they team up?
Who knows? Maybe Finn doesn't even have a match at Payback.
I mean, there is a freaking poster.
That's true. I forgot about that.
It's all about whatchamacallit,
the game and they play. Right.
It's all about Judgment Day.
It's all about me.
You know, you got North American champion, Dirty Dom.
Which is better than the United States champion, by the way.
WWE World's worst champion, Rhea Ripley.
Women's world champion? Mm-hmm. Unless she won the men's, and I wasn't aware of it.
Uh-huh. El Señor del Banco, or whatever, de dinero, or whatever he calls himself.
He literally calls himself Señor Money in the Bank.
Sure, okay.
We're going with Spanish. You don't even have to listen to commentary to realize that, because he says that from his own mouth. Okay.
You think we'll listen to anything that comes out of his mouth?
Why do you even watch wrestling at this point?
Mm-hmm. For the beauty of the sport. Okay?
Jesus.
No, my name is Patrick. Thank you. Yeah.
This ride's smooth.
And then you got Finn, who, I mean, I can't believe that he would ask for yet another match against Rollins, and I don't think they should give him one, but
I know, you'd think he'd already learned his lesson that he can't beat him.
Which leads me to, like, what's Cody going to do?
Cody's just waiting for WrestleMania at this point.
Yeah. It's good to see the New Day back.
Tis. Very much so. Still need one very more important component, but until he comes back, it's still nice.
If he comes back.
If he comes back. I'm still holding out hope.
People say that, you know, Big E's neck injury could be career ending.
It's possible.
But this is the same with Brian.
A little others. Different there, though. Brian didn't break his neck.
Every injury is different and how it heals and all that stuff.
Just a little different when it's like an actual break instead of like, oh, hey, you've done so much damage to this, your discs are deteriorating.
Yeah. So what do you guys take on Asuka's Twitter rant this week?
I think it's funny.
It's a little strange, yeah. She kind of jumped around a lot of places, but I think part of it's kind of some frustration with just being called people, you know, talking shit on social media. But I think part of it there is kind of trying to get the fans to turn against her and have her kind of go full heel, you know, and embrace EO as kind of the baby face and heel. These kind of things. Yeah, but the fans all cheered for her winning. You don't cheer for a heel who wins.
You do it Money in the Bank. I think that's like the like only time.
I don't think. I mean, she gets cheers pretty much whenever she wrestles, though, because people like watching her wrestle. Her style is exciting.
I agree.
So, you know, it's regardless of what your affiliation are, when you do big and exciting, flashy moves, the fans are going to cheer. Fans are going to like to watch you wrestle. You know, so, I mean, even when she was, you know, her time healing in NXT, you know, it didn't really last that long because not really in full capacity because she still wrestled the same way and the fans liked watching her wrestle. Yeah. She was just kind of, you know, she just kind of had a more aggressive edge and people liked that. That's not really a negative thing in pro wrestling. Fair. And so I think that that's part of it. You know, Asuka, I mean, has pretty much her entire WWE career has kind of ridden the heel face line. It's kind of depending on who she's feuding with that determines whether she's what alignment she is. You know, if she's if she's feuding with a fan favorite, then she will you know, kind of be a little more devious. If she's kind of feuding with somebody who gets the cheers, you know, who gets the boos, and the fans will cheer her, rallying against them. I think this is part of her just trying to go ahead and make a full acquisition for towards being a heel.
Now, on the other side, Kairi announced that she's taking an indefinite break from wrestling in Japan.
Before that, you know, the great Pro Wrestling Insider announced that she had signed with WWE. So we all expected her to pop up at the pay-per-view or something, make a big impact immediately. Was not the case. She did her own press conference and said that she will be leaving indefinitely at the end of September. So people were speculating about whether that's, about whether she means that she's just leaving Japan or whether she will be taking time away from wrestling. you know, where she's kind of trying to keep this kind of kayfabe, like, oh yes, I'm leaving, and then, you know, because Kairi's not anymore, Kairi Sane is back, etc. You know, so that's what everybody's trying to determine. But yeah, she has a couple shows lined up for the end of September called The Last Voyage. And then we'll have to wait and see, you know, is this, a real, you know, kind of a real hiatus, or will she show up in, you know, WWE in October? Or is she, you know, gonna take some time off before coming to the United States? It remains to be seen, I guess.
It's time to come home.
I mean, why not? Yeah, for sure. I definitely do think having her back would be great. I still feel bad that she didn't do that whole bit with the you know, WrestleMania when they had the
with a fucking pirate ship.
Yeah, but you know, they'll miss it. You know, they're not perfect. They're just, you know, whatever. So we have Payback, and we don't have anything announced. Looks like, you know, like I said, they have that tease of Nakamura and Rollins. So apparently both Sammy and Kevin are hurt.
Time to strip those tag titles. They're worthless now.
Time to strip them, or just have somebody, or just have two people walk up and say they're mine now, and just new champions that way, brother.
Nah, they gotta strip those.
Nah, just two random people are just gonna walk up and say these are mine now. We're the champs. Me and you should go do that, Eric, real quick before anybody else does.
Nah, I don't want to be a tag champ.
Thanks. I don't want to be a tag champ with you either.
World title or bust, bud.
I mean, I think Eric's pretty much making it known. He doesn't want to be around us at all. He doesn't want to be with us in any way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, we're gonna miss you at WrestleCade. WrestleCade, that's the one, right?
It's not really my fault, but
it is too. You got enough time that you could quit and find another job.
I don't, but that's okay.
Are you tired of like making drinks for people?
Bro, I haven't worked at Starbucks in 3 years. This is again why you don't pay attention to anything that we say.
Really? You don't say,
dude. Seriously.
Jesus. Fucking Christ.
I popped Mika.
I think I popped Mika.
Oh. Let me think it was me. I need to win. Yeah, and Mika, why are you... Oh, yeah, you said you were going home, right? Yeah. I don't know if anybody else heard what she said, but she basically said there are more important things for her to do and see than us. So that's pretty much the short-winded answer. But we love you, Mika.
What hasn't been announced yet?
My not going to North Carolina has not been publicly announced yet.
Oh. You haven't told the people they need to know.
Right. I told the important people, but the rest of them, yeah, they don't know yet.
Wow. All right, so this Friday on SmackDown, we're going to see Edge versus Sheamus. Is this the first time ever?
It is. That's why they said it was the first time ever.
Well, good for them. And they're apparently making a some merchandise. Edge merchandise is going to be sold only at the venue. Yeah, I forgot they were on this Canada tour. But I'm here for it.
It's Edge's last match.
You think so?
Yes.
Before he becomes All Elite?
He's not going to All Elite. This is his last match.
But he's like best friends there.
Okay, and his best friend's been there for 3 years.
Yeah, but the other guy's, you know, under contract. Where in the world is Johnny Gargano? San Diego. Yeah. You got everybody worried about Johnny Gargano. Tommaso Ciampa has a flyer out looking for him.
In the NXT parking lot, brother. Just look. Just go out there and look. He's probably wandering around scared. Can't find his way home.
That or he's, you know.
It's a dangerous fucking place, right, man.
Yeah.
This rebel heart.
Tommaso Ciampa with you know, the kid, former best friend, has a tooth putting out wanted signs trying to find one Johnny Gargano. Yeah.
I think I want a pickle.
You want a pickle? Hey, listen. Well, you do your own time. It's all your.
I don't understand why everything has to be a gay joke.
Didn't say it had to be gay.
No.
It can be straight bros just being bros. Okay? Mm-hmm. Put me with gay.
Yeah. Straight bros, you know, like to screw too.
Isn't that the cool new thing? Just bros being bros?
Maybe not. All right. Well, I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah, but they probably gonna put out more matches for All In. So we'll be talking about that on the coming week, next week. Yeah, and then much more. I feel like Payback is right around the corner, but almost like not around the corner. So it's kind of like interesting to see how Raw will be booked. Is the Tribal Chief going to be a Payback? I doubt it. I thought he's going to wrestle a Payback. Might not see him until SummerSlam Survivor Series or the Royal Rumble, so. But yeah. I mean, let me ask you this question, actually, before we head out. While we have the Usos fighting each other, who gets a shot at Roman Reigns?
I mean, I think he's going away to hide for a while, right? That's why nobody gonna get one for a while.
That you think he's done for a year?
Yeah, probably not a year, you know. But I would think at least a few months from what I thought.
I think I'm listening to Mika Ryvick and you are picking Solo.
Solo is the shot. Solo is tired of getting speared by mistake. And he's going to take his shot.
I mean, Solo's not a terrible choice, but again, I think he needs a few more plane rides, making him look crappy to finally go up to. I think that he's got to be pushed a little more before he'll face off against Roman, you know? I don't think he's got speared enough. And how many times has Roman speared Solo already? At least twice? Is anybody there?
No.
Did I lose all of you?
No. I'm here.
No. You just disinterested. That, are you disinterested that much in the Bloodline storyline, Danny?
Yeah.
Has it run its course for you?
It never really intrigued me. I never really gave much of a shit about it.
Never?
You guys were the ones who were creaming your jeans over every little 30-minute talk segment and stuff.
I mean, it's a fantastic storyline.
I mean, I'm glad you guys enjoy it. That's fine. Have fun with it. A lot of people enjoy it. Good for them.
But I think it's lasted a lot longer than I thought.
Well, because people like it. You know, it's pro wrestling. As long as people like something, they're going to keep doing it until people stop liking it, and then they'll do it for a while longer after that.
I guess while the merchandise still selling, right?
There you go.
You got lots of Bloodline merchandise to sell. So, yeah. Well, we'll see what other storylines get brought back over the next couple of weeks. As we know, we had to pay back All In, All Out. I forget. AEW is coming to Atlanta next Wednesday. I'll be there.
Technically, they're coming to Duluth, Georgia, not Atlanta, but whatever.
Sure. They're coming to the Atlanta area. So, yeah, we'll probably be recording this podcast on Thursday, where I can share my thoughts and whatever that. And, yeah. But, that's it for us tonight. I want to remind everybody to follow us on the Twitter machine at FOW Radio. I'm on Twitter at YellowmanPA. Eric's on Twitter, EJ423X. Danny's on Twitter at DannyFNDanger. Mika Villas is gone, but she's also on Twitter at Mika Villas. Make sure you subscribe iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, and all them good places. And until I can finally figure out how to get some music back on here in our theme song, keep watching wrestling.